Psalm 3, verse 4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. David knew what to do when cornered, when deserted, when betrayed, when afraid. He cried unto the Lord. This was a habit in David's life. The word cried is in the imperfect tense, which means a repeated action or habit. He knocked, and he knocked, and he kept on knocking. And he asked, and he asked, and he asked. David was a man that cried out when he was down in the dumps, when he had no hope. He remembered to cry out. It helps. It helps us to keep our cool when things are going bad, going horribly bad, when the dark clouds of providence are over our heads. We are to be crying out. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. What caused people to cry out? The God in the scripture. Let's look at some examples. Exodus 2:23, and it came to pass in the process of time that the kings of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. Very often it takes pain and suffering for us to cry out to the Lord. Isaiah 19:20. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior and a great one, and he shall deliver them. Pain, suffering causes us to cry out. Fear causes us to cry out. Exodus 14:10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Brothers and sisters, are you crying out? Fearful, pain, suffering, maybe frustration with others. Exodus 17:4, and Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They'd be almost ready to stone me, frustrated with others, maybe overwhelmed by circumstances. Psalm 61:2, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I cried unto thee when we're attacked by others. Psalm 56:9, when I cry unto thee, then my enemy shall turn back. For this I know, for God is for me. Brothers and sisters, God is for us. We must cry out. We must pound on the gates of heaven. We must enter into the throne room of grace and mercy and make our petitions known, crying out. We're in pain, we're in suffering, we're fearful, we're frustrated, we're overwhelmed by circumstances, being attacked by others. When we're in trouble, Psalm 107:19, then, see, notice, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of distresses. We should cry out to the Lord. It will help to keep us steady when the circumstances around us get hard, when the dark clouds of providence roll overhead. We're to cry out to the Lord. And how are we to cry out? We're to cry out with faith. Psalm 57:2, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Brothers and sisters, why would you not cry out to the Lord? Crying out to God Most High that performs all things for me. Psalm 34:15-17. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Do you not have confidence to go to your Father? The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of all their troubles. In the 19th century, there was a preacher and an author, A.B. Simpson, and he gave a wonderful example of the power of accumulative prayer and crying out to God. In the city of Rangoon, Burma, resided the largest and finest bell in the East. It was the pride of the great Buddhist temple, Shwe Dagon. During one war, the bell sank in a river. Over the years, various engineers tried but failed to raise it. At last, a clever priest asked permission to try, but only if the bell was given to his temple. The priest had his assistants gather an immense number of bamboo rods. One by one, the rods were fastened to the bell at the bottom of the river. After thousands of them had been fastened, the bell began to move. When the last bamboo rod was attached, the buoyancy of the accumulated rods lifted the bronze bell from the mire of the river bottom to the stream's surface. A.B. Simpson writes, "Faith can lift the heaviest of burdens and the highest of mountains. Every whisper of believing prayer is like one of the little bamboo rods. For a time, they seem to be in vain, but there comes the last breath of believing supplication, and lo, the walls of Jericho fall. The mountain becomes a plain, and the host of Amalek is defeated. We are to pray, brothers, with confidence. We are to cry out in faith. When I cry unto God, then shall my enemies turn back. For this I know, God is with me." Faith brings confidence and comfort. Faith cries out consistently, "Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily." In one area of Africa where Christianity began to spread, converts were zealous about daily devotions. They would find their own spot within the wild thickets and pour their hearts out to God. After some time, the spots became well-worn and paths were created. Soon, one's prayer life was made public. If someone began to neglect his or her devotional life, it would soon be noticed by others. Believers would then gently and lovingly remind those in neglect, "The grass grows on your path." The question is today for you, brothers and sisters, is the grass growing on your path? Have you neglected prayer? Are you spending little time with God? And as a result, you're being little for God. With the cry out in confidence and faith, with a cry out with a consistency, with a cry out with expectation. Psalm 141, 1 and 2. "Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." Incense. Your prayers are sweet to the Lord. They are a sacrifice to the Lord. You're crying out to the Lord. "Give ear unto my voice." And the Lord says, "Yes, it is a sweet smell and incense, your prayers." We're to call out to the Lord with our voice. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." If we're going to cry out to God, we must understand God's conditions for successful and unsuccessful praying. We cry out with confidence and faith. What are some things that hinder our prayers? A stability. James 1:6-7. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that waveth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. We have to be stable in our prayers. It will hinder our prayers. Instability, doubting. Also, sin in our lives will hinder our prayers. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Isaiah 59:2. But your iniquities have separated you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Selfishness hinders prayer. James 4:3. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You're selfish in your prayers. You just want to indulge yourself in your lust and your greeds, as opposed to praying for the glory of God. Your stubbornness towards God will hinder your prayer. Therefore, Zechariah 7:13. Therefore it has come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, said the Lord of hosts. Did you get that? You who are stubborn, you who are rebellious. Zechariah 7:13. Therefore it has come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, says the Lord of hosts. Do you find yourself in that condition today? Are you stubborn towards God? You refuse to obey what God has said. He said, when you cry, he's not going to hear. What are conditions for successful prayer? Contrition. If my people humble themselves, if they pray, if they seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear. Then God will forgive their sin. Contrition. There's something you need to repent of, brother. There's something you need to repent of, sister. And you just keep holding on to that sin. You refuse to give it up. God's refusing to answer your prayer. We have to surrender to the Lord. Jeremiah 29:18. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with your whole heart. Surrender, repentance, confidence in the Lord. Faith. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Two last conditions. We have to be consecrated to Christ. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Confessing your faults, praying for one another, fervent prayer. Lastly, 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. We're following, brothers and sisters, to the best of our ability, the law of Christ. We're obeying what Christ has said. We are to ask the Lord. We're to take our burdens to the Lord, so that he will help us in our time of need. We're to meet the conditions for successful prayer. We have to be consistent in our prayer. And we are to cry out to the Lord. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. Selah. Think on these things, brothers and sisters. Cry out to the Lord today. And my friend, if you're listening today and you have not said this one simple prayer, Lord, forgive me. Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Seven little words, but seven little words that will absolutely change your life from hell to heaven, from death to life, from sinner to saint. Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Notice who the prayer is you're making requests from. Lord, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. You're crying out, the sinner is crying out for mercy. Have mercy, the atonement has to be made, the blood sacrifice has to be made. Jesus Christ came to be that atonement, to make propitiation for the sins of his people, to appease the wrath of Almighty God. The only prayer that matters if you're an unbeliever is, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Then after you become a child of God, you're to cry out, cry out, cry out all the days of your life.